Everybody, Jonah Hart, don't make wrong one day at a time. Nikki with you. I am outside. Can you hear him? It's like a forest. There's a couple of doves that are in front of me, and they were just loving on each other, and cooing neck to neck. They had a little sex, and then they had a little after cuddle, and they're still together. Gently beaking at each other. You can see the affection. It's really adorable. Anyway, I'm present to the fact that there's a saying in the Bible that the scales fall off your eyes, or the illusion. The veil, we talk about the veil, scales, illusion, all that stuff. And what occurred to me was the fact that the reality of who I am becomes clearer and clearer in many ways. I also face the reality of I'm in a new moment, guys. That's why it's like this for me. I apologize. But the scales falling off the eyes is so present for me because I see myself clearly. That's the best way I can say it in language. I'm trying to express the experience and I'm having a hard time. That's unknown that Eckhart talks about, that if you can explain it. And yet, I'm just really clear. The experience right now is that I recognize that the scales are falling off of my eyes. The things I was so afraid to see about myself are falling away. The reactiveness is so low. It's present for me because I just had a conversation with a young man about my phone and my phone service. It occurs to the identity like it's a ripoff, a bait and switch. The reactiveness that was inside, I was defend, victim, afraid, reactive because of that. To be present in that call, recognize that that is where the identity would have liked to gone. What I'm recognizing, I guess, is that presence is more and more dominant. Or there's more and more presence, and I'm seeing how unconscious I was. Not in a make wrong kind of way, as an expansive next discovery. Wow. I'm in a discovery. I'm an everyone functions. I'm not here to tell you I got all the answers, because I don't. Nobody does. That's why we listen to the message and not the messenger. I'm a messenger. I get shit wrong. I do stuff out of my egoic identity, not on purpose, but at least I know it now. And if I'm reactive with you, then I can step up pretty freaking immediately and say, hey, I was wrong. And I'm okay with that. Yeah, to be able to, it didn't even rise so vigorously anymore. There was just no vigor in it, in the violence, in the reactiveness. It was just like, wow, a whole other level of surrender, guys. That's what that is. And as long as we use our one-liners, we give ourselves the space, we're participating in spiritual practice. This is our spiritual practice, is noticing. That's all. Noticing and allowing and surrendering and accepting and putting one foot in front of the other and letting life show up as it is and as it isn't. And all of that causes peace for me and for the other participants. Now, the degree of peace, again, is on you because it's your wiredness. You're the one moving through stuff, so it'll be your yum time and your yuck time, okay? But yuck and yum are no longer something to worry about. It's just something that's there. It guides you now. You know it guides you. Okay, I gotta pay attention now. Whereas before, we just blew that off. We blew everything about that off. We didn't even know it was in our body. We didn't even know it was present. We had no idea the energy that was stored behind that. Now you'll be able to consciously move through life and be, you know, as present for yourself as you're going to be, because this is your discovery and you have all the kind of tools you need now, okay? I highly suggest listening to Eckhart 1 hour a day forever. Why not? How many hours a day do you listen to your mind? And then after a while, you're listening because, man, when the caca hits the fan like it did this last week, then I can fall into the fact that I can trust that it works. Because now I know what it's like, what to do when the caca hits the fan. It's not an action one takes in the world of form. It's this action to get this result. It is and it isn't. It is more about the space. You create that space instantly. You be that space. There's no longer even second nature to it. You just are it. So, just keep on keeping on, my peoples. So much is happening in the world. Everything is uncertain. That's okay, because that's the law of impermanence. That's the law of impermanence. It's the yin and the yang. It's the grief and the blessing. They're both powerful, and they're both there to provide. It does not mean we do not feel, because we're going to experience whatever there is to experience in that moment. And as we move to the moment, we can have it and allow it and let it be for us what it's meant to be. It's our healing. I don't even want to say that. It's just, if you just allow it to be what it is, and you just keep being you, and you now know your internal life is primary. Now you can just settle in and start relaxing and keep practicing and keep noticing, because as you practice, the next appropriate action shows up for you, because then all of a sudden as you're listening to Eckhart, you're like, whoa, I know that now. I got that. I am that, okay? Because he's talking about you. I'm talking about you. Okay? This is for you. So love ya. Have a beautiful day. Bye.